This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 632. I'm Brian Kilby, sitting here and talking to the chat in pre-show about energy drinks and caffeine. I need that right now. I wasn't here last week. Thank you, Chris, for hosting. Thank you, Jason, who's not here, for producing. I have a newborn, so I haven't slept hardly. So as I sip an energy drink, tasty. Yeah.
Thank you is not the response I was expecting from you about last week's show.
So, you know, I have to say, I... Who was it? Jason was messaging me during the show. It's like, is it okay if I don't? Can I just send you the raw video? I'm like, I'd prefer the raw video. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, I'll get it in like 5 minutes. I thought, and then I checked, and you guys were still going. And I'm like, what's going on? Then you know, I realized that yeah, there was all those pre-orders. So you must have been like in pre-show, sitting there just ordering stuff instead of like a man ordering it during the show, which is what I do.
It was too much stuff.
Yeah, there was so much of it, and we were also focused on it. There wouldn't have been a show.
We spent 47 minutes just pre-ordering stuff before we even started the show.
Every week.
And we're posting pre-orders to T-Formers, which
yeah, there was a lot going on at 8:30 Eastern, which I really think we should take some exception with Hasbro for choosing that as their coordinated product launch time on Thursday last week.
Now, the
they
one
should have checked with us to make sure what day we were doing the show.
Yeah, that's true.
Or, you know, done it 30 minutes earlier even, and everything would have basically been fine.
Now, the pre-order that I couldn't get, I don't know if it even went up because it showed just as out of stock, was Blue Streak.
Blue Streak was available because I have one on pre-order with Walmart, so you missed out.
Crap. It said out of stock, and I'm like, it's a pre-order. How can it be out of stock? It's not in stock yet. It doesn't exist. Crap. Okay.
You'll probably be able to
At the same time, it's a Walmart product. It will sit around forever once it comes in stock.
But the other Walmart stuff...
You'll be able to go to a Walmart in person probably and pick
it up. The other 35th anniversary stuff from Walmart, though, still online. So, yeah, I was able to snag that. But, yeah, Blue Streak, no such luck.
I bet you Takara will end up releasing Blue Streak also. So, there's probably... I think Dengeki Hobbies had stock photos of that a couple times now, so you'll probably have a second option for that, even if Walmart doesn't get it back in.
Yeah, so that was Chris. Before that, we had Matt, and Rob was laughing, and Diecast is sort of sitting there, probably buying something now.
Taobao,
yeah.
He is willing you to all go out there and pre-order Unicron.
Or three.
Or so five.
I only pre-ordered one. I did pre-order one. Matt told everyone last week I did. Thank you for being dutiful there. Yes. Would I pre-order a second one? I don't want to say yes. I don't want to say no. But if it would help get them over the hump, I would consider it.
And you know, that'd be a hell of a giveaway prize in 2021.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you think about it, you know, at the end of the campaign on the 31st or September 1st, you'll have that almost $600 charge posted to your credit card, but by the time it actually comes out, you'll have completely forgotten how much money you've sunk into it, and it won't really matter to you anymore.
And you could totally like ship it to one of our international customers who can't, you know, pre-order through Hasbro.
Fans, not customers.
I'm glad our show has customers now instead of listeners or fans.
I did not even realize I said that. I meant the customers who can't order it through Hasbro Pulse.
Yes. I should just turn this into a business and start charging people. Of course, I'd go broke. You know, nobody would pay for it. Which is why we don't have a Patreon yet, but we need to, because I promised John I would do one last week.
You didn't promise him what kind of Patreon you'd do, just that you would do a Patreon.
Yeah.
Or when you would do it.
Or when I would do it. It'd be 2050. Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully. So, okay. Obviously, we don't know yet. It'll be the end of August before we know. Unicron right now is at 1,860-ish backers. It has fallen well below the 100 backers a day rate, which it was steadily on for about a week.
Was it now like 50 or 60 a day, maybe?
Yeah, so it is not on track to fund. That doesn't mean anything, though, because Takara is apparently doing something. Retailers, online fan channels, I guess they're called now, are trying to sell it. So we don't know how all that stacks into the count for Unicron, but just based on fan interest right now, it ain't going to happen. Just based on American, or is it? It's just U.S. It's not even U.S. and Canada, is it?
North
US
America, and, yeah.
Okay,
no, based, no, it is. It is Canada also.
Okay, so based on just U.S. and Canadian fans, right now doesn't look like it's going to happen. So we'll have to see how these other, you know, venues, these other outlets factor in. Like the barge, like I swear to goodness that it felt like it wasn't going to fund.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Diecast showed me where it said it had over 8,000 backers out of
5,000.
Out of 5,000.
Out of 5,000.
And mm-hmm. like it wasn't close to that when I last checked it. So other outlets had to factor into that.
That's Star Wars, though.
There Star Wars
many,
is much more
many
popular.
More Star Wars fans than
much
there
more popular Transformers. Than Transformers.
Yeah, and
fans.
When the sail barge launched, like Star Wars money was still a viable thing. Like, you know, the Solo movie hadn't come and ruined the whole landscape of Star Wars merchandising being unstoppable.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we had suffered through Rogue One.
Rogue One's
okay, but
wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, you know, fool me once, shame on you.
Actually,
fool me twice, your market value is going to tank.
Rogue, you know, I love Rogue One because I love K2SO. Honestly,
you like bad movies.
I can live without honestly the rest of it. You know, I love K2SO. It's like my favorite Star Wars character now. But yeah, so we'll see if it funds. Hopefully, it will. If it doesn't, I'm not. You know, my bank account's going to be thankful for it. So we'll see. So in the chat, Tiderium Hanger says that it will hit 8,000. So, you know, hopefully it'll
but
be
we'll go over 9,000.
That's exactly where I was going. You took it from me. Yeah, it'll be over 9,000. Then my scouter will explode
quite frankly,
or something.
I want this to happen. I pre-ordered one, too, to, you know, help this happen. At the same time, if it doesn't happen, I will be so relieved that I don't have to pay $575.
Yeah, there you go.
Plus tax, plus shipping.
Oh, mine was seven,
which
almost 700.
Over 600, yeah.
Yeah. Better not say to you. Hopefully Kim's not watching. She does from time to time. I love you, Kim. I'm paying for it from my weekly toy budget that goes from
yeah,
my one account
you
to the
know,
other.
If you... If you count that out over the like 16 months that it'll take to go from when you have to pay for it to be produced, then yeah, I mean, that should be easy for you to recoup.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Donanomics.
Donanomics hashtag.
Or something.
Speaking of Don, sorry, Don's not here this week. We had some technical issues that precluded that from happening.
Yeah, it was unfortunately unavoidable.
We love you, Don. We'll see you next week.
At least he didn't come down with rabies.
Donanomics. Yeah. I don't know. I'm goofy. I'm tired. Okay, let's see here. Blah, blah, blah. You know, we've got some news this week. All the news happened last week. If you didn't check out Radio Free Cybertron 631, go watch it on our Roku channel. Listen to it, tfradio.net/631. Hell, you can watch it there, too. We have video up. But we have tons of news last week to talk through. But we have some this week, some fallout and things that we've learned since. But I think we have a lot of stuff. You know, these guys, a couple of these guys went to TFCon. I have a few weeks worth of things I want to go through that I picked up. Some neat stuff. Next week should, I'm actually really excited about next week because I should have a few things I'm really excited about. But let's talk about what we got this week. Matt, you want to go first? You have a million things.
Okay. Here we go. So when we went to Toronto, the first thing Diecast and I did was we met up with the Steel City Bots crew. Eric, Miguel, and Michael, and we went to Toys R Us. So I found myself a 2-pack of Spider-Man in his black suit versus Kraven the Hunter, which brings me one step closer to my Sinister Six.
Nice.
Marvel Legends.
Oh,
and I don't even know where to begin. I have a literal pile.
Same here.
So Diecast Talbowed me the downscaled Combiner Wars Devastator.
Okay, so what do you think? I got it too. I wasn't expecting it. It was a big box today that it was a surprise.
I think you will be pleasantly surprised with it. The quality on it is actually really good, but I would leave it in combined mode.
I'm not transforming it.
Because like it's a good mold. The plastic quality is fine and everything, but Devastator had some very thin tabs to begin with, and this is downscaled, which makes them very, very thin tabs, and I've already broken off a couple of them.
Oh my.
I've already broken off a couple of tabs. It's nothing like he holds together just fine.
So I guess I'm trying to formulate my thoughts around it. It seems really nice. I am a little bit afraid of it. It feels like first quality or first party official quality as far as like the build and everything goes. But at the same time, I'm afraid of it. So that's because everything is scaled down. It's going to look great with my Combiner Wars combiners.
Absolutely. So, like, I broke some tabs off on Scavenger's forearm here where it tabs in underneath his vehicle mode. I broke those off. That's just because I hadn't messed with it in a long time, and I unpegged the back tabs and forgot about the front ones and tried to pull it out. So those came right off. But, like, most of it was just me manhandling it, honestly. It's fine.
So have you actually placed it beside of a Combiner Wars combiner to confirm that it's close?
They are pretty good. I can put them here with Siege Skyfire if that helps anyone.
I mean, that's pretty close to the size of a combiner.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just a little bit taller than Skyfire.
Thank you, Diecast.
Oh, no problem.
Yes, very much. So, I also got Siege Skyfire. His battle damage is very weird. They do it all with an off-white paint to just make him a little bit dirty, but instead it just feels like they didn't finish painting him. And like his plastic colors, the whites don't match, like the shoulder plastic, which I guess is the vinyl
or nylon, I think.
Nylon, thank you. Yeah, doesn't quite match the bright white of everything else. It just looks a little bit dingy. But I mean, it's a good toy. I really, really like it. Good Skyfire. I got from TF Source, I got the little MS toys, I think, the Magic Square.
Magic Square.
The Delta Magnus. And I really like this thing, and it's freaking awesome. I'm just a big fan of the Delta Magnus colors anyway.
Have you transformed yours yet?
Power Convoy. Yes, I have.
I haven't transformed it yet.
Pretty intuitive. I was able to figure it out real quick. It seems like it might be a little bit long in vehicle mode, but I mean, nothing that really, you know, takes away from the experience. So, and at TFCon proper, hit up some room parties, and I got from Proto Man, I got a little, I think, Revenge of the Fallen hubcap, the Scout class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great toy.
Decepticon, so yeah, post Revenge of the Fallen.
Yeah, it's a really, really good toy. I mean, it's simple, but it's just really nice, and I love the Hot Rod alternate mode.
Yeah. That is a good figure.
And it's got Gundam shoes.
Yes.
Yeah. So there was somebody in the dealer room selling kind of like little light up lamps almost, and I got a Seeker.
Oh, nice. That's like Enterprise that Diecast got me.
Yeah. And he changes colors.
It's exactly like the Enterprise Diecast got me.
Nice.
It's wonderful. I got the exclusive from, what is it, X-Trans? Yeah, X-Transbots, the Overheat, the G2 version. Which is thankfully free of all the issues that the G1 version has.
Oh, good.
He's not so quite so fragile, and it is really nice. Love it. So in the dealer room, I found a lovely 3-pack of G1 Conehead reissues.
Nice.
For a really decent price.
How much?
$65 Canadian, oh, crap. Which is less than $50 American.
Something.
Yeah, less than
$40 something last week.
Yeah, the prices in the dealer room, I mean, before you figure in the markdown, the prices that were written on everything were at most dealers really, really good.
Hey, Ed, so a question.
And then you factor in the mark. What?
Since it's not far over the border, right? Do you find yourself
An hour over the border.
Yeah, do you find yourself having to use Canadian currency for everything, or is it one of the places where you can just use American currency and people are fine?
Well, both Diecast and I just went with the Canadian currency. I didn't really want to
do the math in your head.
Be an imposition, really?
I mean, like you have dealers understand. That are selling from the U.S. You know, some of them.
I did pay ages 3 and up for my Overheat in U.S. currency, but that was about the only thing all weekend.
Okay.
Which is funny since Aegis 3 and Up is a Canadian retailer.
I know, right? It was the first thing I went in the dealer room. I was just in a hurry to get there and make sure I got that. That was the one thing I was looking for there. Brian, I also got the Club C concept.
How much?
Probably a little bit more than you paid, but about 160, I think.
I
US?
I think mine, let's see here. Mine came without the box, I think. So that's better. That's probably the one that I skipped for like $110.
It is the one we skipped for, you know, $100. I mean, the same set, but that I remember that one. That we saw that in
a parks TFCon. Party or something.
Yeah, I think Orson had that.
Room sale or something, yeah.
Also, I got a Transformers Robots in Disguise Fire Convoy, or Optimus Prime, rather.
Nice.
Yeah, I got this one from a room party, and the guy let me take it out of the box and make sure, you know, the tires and everything were intact and all that stuff.
Hold that back up real quick. Is that kanji below the, or is that just stroked text? I can't tell at the bottom.
It's not kanji. It's the Robots in Disguise
version. Yeah, I mean, because it just would have struck me as weird. It would be in that packaging with kanji on it. And I'm like, what? So I just couldn't tell from the video.
I think they kept the kanji on Robots in Disguise Optimus Prime, toy. Not on the packaging, but on the toy.
Yeah.
Oh. So I also found Alpha Quinison for 45 Canadian. So I just.
Is that just rare?
That's what leads to Unicron.
I don't know that it's rare. It's just that I had never seen one in the wild before.
Oh, mine's in a bin somewhere. It's not even on the shelf.
I wanted one.
That's good pickup. I think that's real good.
Obviously, you've never handled that toy before.
No.
It looks fine in the box, though. So, Diecast and I did do the charity auction this year, and I got a Nova Star signed by Morgan Lofting.
That's cool.
Yeah, I thought so. I'm nearing the end of my TFCon haul, and then it's just going to be on to what I got from Big Bad Toy Store. Okay, yeah, that does.
You have me beat.
That does appear to be the end of my TFCon haul, but it'll
be
his
biggest haul of the year. So I mean, he might as well beat everybody else.
I hope so. So I got reissue Optimus Prime when he went on clearance for a reasonable price, which is $35, not 50 Hasbro, 35.
Wasn't it
max.
60?
No, it was 50.
No, it was 50. Okay. 49, 90 something.
I paid too much for it. Whatever.
Okay. Big Bad Toy Store. So I got a couple Marvel Legends here. So I got Spider-Man from the classic packaging. Cause I like the classic packaging.
That's the first wave of those.
Yes. I also got the Punisher and Black Widow to go on my Thunderbolt shelf. I don't have any of the second wave stuff except for Scarlet Spider.
Any of the second wave stuff.
But the second wave has gone on clearance sale at Big Bad Toy Store, I think. It was one of their 1 week sales. It's passed now, but I'm sure it will come back around again.
Yeah, thanks to Don for helping me finish off that first wave a year or two back whenever it came out.
And that was my Thunderbolt shelf. But for my extended Masters of Evil shelf, I got the Eel and Enchantress.
Nice. It strikes me as weird that there are people who only collect like the Marvel Cinematic Universe and Marvel Legends. Like
those
people,
seems so boring.
It seems so weird and boring. Like I don't even own one, a Marvel Cinematic Universe version of any of the characters.
I just have Cap with Mjolnir. That's the only one I have.
I almost bought Netflix Daredevil, but just seeing it in person, it wasn't quite working for me.
Yeah, that's like those shows were things I thought I wanted toys of until I saw them. I'm like, you know what? I don't need that.
Yeah.
Well, and I'll let Matt continue after I make this one point. The figure I wanted from Netflix Daredevil was the black improvised suit, not the actual finished costume. That's the Daredevil I wanted from that show. Anyway, continue, Matt, please.
Okay. So I got the Target Master versions of Windblade, Topspin, and Twin Twist from Takara. Just for the Target Masters, because, I mean, you know, Crosshairs is coming, and he's going to need his Target Master, so I have that now. And I can only hope that Point Blank and Sure Shot are coming along. I'm prepared if they do. And I got... I haven't even taken them out of the boxes yet, because I got a lot of stuff, but I got the Red Swoop and Ricochet from Generation Selects.
Oh, nice.
I got my MP20 Wheeljack, the cartoon colors version.
You're just getting all the stuff that I got this week.
Yeah, well, I've been working on it for a couple of weeks, Brian. Because
I mean, I got this back last week, so.
I like the cartoon version for robot mode, and the more accurate race car deco will just sit around in vehicle mode along with the other ones I've already.
I just don't want to transform it, even though it's not hard. I'm just lazy.
Wheeljack's nice. Yeah.
I'm just lazy.
I can relate.
So I got super mini plaw kits. I got Jet Icarus and Jet Garuda from Jetman. So those will be fun sometime this weekend to put together. And today, from today out of nowhere from Hasbro Pulse, because I got the email this morning that said, hey, your stuff is shipped out. And then the shipment arrived about 7 hours later on my porch.
Jealous.
I got Lancer and I got Shackwave Galactic Man. Oh, and nice. I love them both. So I actually managed to snag two Lancers from Hasbro Pulse. So one is attached to a combiner back there, and the other one is just going to go on Alita's team shelf.
So Ryan in the chat says that you have a diecast size haul this week, like literally the size of diecast.
It is ridiculous. Yes.
Yeah, not just what he gets; it's the size of diecast.
Now, is that measured by weight or by volume? And some settling of contents may occur.
I don't know. Oh, he got it. Okay.
I would say by volume.
Do you get anything else?
Oh God, I hope that's all.
I'm gonna go before diecast this week.
Nothing else springs to mind, and now I've just got a pile on my floor in front of me.
Okay, so Chris didn't get anything. Rob,
Just got Lancer. She's that mold again in blinding colors. I like it.
What did your brother say about it?
He said he looked at it and he said he was blind. So that's about it.
The orange is not as blinding as, you know, the pictures made it out to be.
It's still up there. It's definitely
still pretty orange.
Yeah, it's definitely more orange than the orange parts on Nova Star.
Okay. I don't expect it to glow in the dark. So,
that's a shame.
It's a good segue. It's so close. Good segue. So I got two knockoff Devastators this week. One, the diecast sent me, which is the scaled down Combiner Wars version. And I wanted to compare it to my other, my original Combiner Wars. I just don't want to have to, it's so far in the back since it's so tall. I don't want to have to dig it out, but suffice it to say, it's pretty big. The other KO Devastator I got was an orange Devastator from I got it off eBay. It's one of those, I guess, one-to-one quality. I don't know what you say. It's like, it's a counterfeit. I'm not even going to call it a knockoff. It's a counterfeit. They try to pass it off on the packaging as, basically the real thing. The one problem with it, though, because it's a counterfeit of the G2 KB version, but it still has all the stickers and everything for the G1 toy. There's no tampographs or anything on it that, you know, like the G2 toy has. So it's just like a straight up G1 version of Devastator, but it's orange. But it's the right color, but there are no tampos, which is kind of disappointing. So the one problem that I have with it is... off of what hook, there's this combiner piece. I've never had a Devastator. I've never had of any Devastator I've ever had. I've never had that part break off, and that part broke off. I mean, it's easy to put back on, but it's just, I've never seen that happen before. So not saying it doesn't, but I just have to be careful. So basically this is going to live on my shelf. So it's not like I'm going to bother transforming it. Otherwise, quality's great. Again, it's pretty much indistinguishable from the real McCoy. Let's see here. What else did I get? I'll go through the less interesting stuff first. Then I have my favorite thing for the week that wasn't the knockoff Devastator. So last week was Prime Day. So there are a couple things on there that popped up. I finally got the Shout Factory Transformer set, the G1 set. It was super cheap, but even cheaper was the Shout Factory G.I. Joe set, the Series 1.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the Funbow. The Sunbow. God, I need to. The Sunbow version. The Funbow. I'm like the one person that prefers the Deke cartoon. I don't know why, I just do.
I have more memories of the Deke cartoon than the Sunbow cartoon. I'd actually like to see that again.
It's my favorite era of G.I. Joe, the more preposterous later stuff. I think that's why I like the Deke version better. But the quality wise, obviously the Sunbow is better, but I like the Deke better. What else did I get? Oh, just because I keep buying the reissue stuff, I decided that I bought all the reissue mini bots versions of them to open and play with. So now I'm on opening, keeping, getting them to keep them carded, display them carded. So right now the only thing I have left, got a Warpath, a Gears, a Bumblebee, a Swerve. That leaves me with, what do I need to get? There's one more, right? Or is it all of them?
Did you say Brawn?
Brawn. Oh, and there's an Outback too. Outback.
Bronze maybe Outback's the one I'm thinking of. Yeah, actually.
Outback.
Yeah.
Bronze not out. So I need to find another Outback. But the thing that I got the most excited about this week, it's not the fitted one, but it's the flat sheet, the G1 sheet.
Nice.
Yeah. So
that is amazing, Megatron art.
Yeah, I'm not gonna put it on a bed. I actually kind of want to complete the set now, so I need the two pillowcases and the fitted sheet. I could probably live without the fitted sheet, to be honest. But man, I love this thing. It's so I saw it for sale on a Facebook group, and I'm like, yeah, the price wasn't bad, but I'm like, I bet I could buy that on eBay for somebody who's not selling it in a Transformers, you know, whatever, for less. And I did. Tailgate. I'm missing Tailgate. Mm. So, but yeah, I would like to just unfurl this and look at everything, but it's pretty amazing. The date on it's 1984. It's pretty cool. So I'm very happy with that. But otherwise, I got the MP20 Plus, that awesome Devastator again that Diecast got me, and the Magic Square Delta Magnus or Power Convoy. So I don't think I have anything else, but I have at least three things coming next week that I'm excited about.
Yeah, I'm expecting a little bit next week too. One of them tomorrow, inconveniently enough. Mm.
So Ryan again in the chat said that Megatron is too erotic to go on a bed. It's like a fertility symbol. Lord Nexus is going Bumblebee, Outback, Tailgate, Swerve, and Warpath, and Gears. And so Gears. It's, yeah. So Tailgate and Outback. So I need to pick up more of those.
I'm missing an Outback.
I have Outback. I just opened it. I need a carded one. So Diecast, the floor is yours. I yield back to you.
All right. Well, I'm probably going to miss something, but before we went away to TFCon, I got the little Magic Square Art guys. Fire. Yeah. And Red Alert.
I didn't know they made Art Fire. I may have to get one.
I did. Yeah.
They made Art Fire and they made a Red Alert. So I got those guys. And then I said I was going to continue with the clear guys. So I got both the clear. What are these? The
Shockwave off of the Jazz mold.
Yeah, New Age toys. The Shockwave and the Jazz.
Like they're both Final Tech version or the alternators or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. They're both clear.
And then, right, alternators did that. I keep thinking that's a reference to the BotCon custom class toy from that one year.
No. And, you know, I just want to point out
that was actually a reference to the alternator.
Yeah, it's the alternator. I should just say alternator because I even though it's been the accepted way of saying it, like since 2005 or 2003, whatever, I wanted to say Binar Tech to begin with, but like it just everything settled into Binal Tech. So, but I still don't like saying Binal Tech. I
also got Blackjack and Hyperdrive, the little MicroMasters or whatever you're calling them.
Yeah, MicroMasters.
And then I got the show exclusive
Paradrone Medic,
because I have the show exclusive, the stealth one with the pumpkin head. So I got this one too. I didn't get the red. What was that? A red
Cherry RC?
No,
Drift. The red Drift.
Oh.
Yeah, the red Drift. And I didn't realize it was a Deadpool reference till the third party panel when they were talking about it. And I was like, I totally would have got that if I knew it was a Deadpool reference. But it was already sold out by that time. So I couldn't even get it.
Get the
He tried really hard to get
Flame Toys Kurokarakuri line has a red Drift in it, which is basically the same idea. You can just get that. It'll only cost you like $500. Yeah. It'll only cost you a Unicron.
I got a Transformers playing mat for the Transformers trading card game. The other thing I got, which when I went into the room and I wanted to learn how to play, they said, oh, just, you know, you can play in the tournament. It was $30 and you buy it comes with four sets of booster cards that you open up to play with. Hmm. And one of the cards that I opened up was a super rare cog. So that was really good. Evangelist was like, you want to trade for that cog because it was one of the super rares he was missing. But I got to learn how to play the Transformers trading card game.
Is it like Magic? I'm assuming it's Magic.
I never played. No. I only played Magic that one
you
time.
You played my wife.
Yeah. So it was. There's definitely a skill level to it that you cannot get through one or two games of playing that game.
So basically, like doing anything, it's a skill that you have to learn and develop.
Well,
and you're not just good at it automatically.
I mean, it's not like a video game where you can just go ahead and play.
I sat and watched people play Sunday night after the show closed, and we were in the lobby there for several hours, and I watched a couple playthroughs, and I still, like, I was starting to pick up on it, but I couldn't figure out everything because I wasn't playing, I was just watching. That Devastator deck seems effectively enough devastating, though, so, yeah.
Yeah, the way it was played that round was... I got some penguins. These are the Mastermind Creations blind bag penguins. I think these ones are supposed to be colored in Toronto Raptor colors, I believe is what they were saying. But if you got a gold penguin, you would win a figure. And there was like four gold penguins. I didn't get a gold penguin, obviously, but I got some little penguins. They're cool. That was the thing they were doing. They've done it before. I think they're going to do it again at the next convention they're at. So,
well, of course they're going to do it again. You kept going back to buy more penguins.
Yeah. Yeah, I got three boxes of penguins.
That's a lot of penguins.
I got an Ant-Man set from Toys R Us because, you know, we were in Toys R Us. It was funny. When I sent out the tweet saying I was in Toys R Us, everyone was like, what is that, from like 2 years ago? And I'm like, no, we're in Canada. People are like, they're still open? I'm like, yeah, in Canada.
Yeah, Canada's still open.
I got some Repro labels or Toy Hacks labels, however you want to call them. I got there's a set for Jetfire, and it makes it look really cool. So I'm going to eventually sticker that up. It looks like it's going to take a little bit of time. There's a lot of
stickers on that set.
Yeah,
I've seen the pictures in one of their recent updates, so that set does look really good.
Yeah, and I also got some G2 stickers for something that I'm going to show off in a little bit. I got the Overheat. Oh, there's stuff falling out of the bag. I got the Overheat that Matt got because it's G2 awesomeness.
And it's a shame Don's not here because I wanted to explain to him the transformation on Overheat. He does the... He does the hot rod transformation from Transformers the movie where his arms switch sides.
Oh,
neat.
That's great.
Yes, very satisfying to do.
And I'm going to go out of order just because it's on top of the pile. I got Red Wing, which, Chris, I don't know if I got a better copy than you, but he is great. I don't have any problems with him. The only thing I could say is that these guns on the side of the arm could be a little bit tighter, but they don't fall out. It's not bad at all. And I really, really like the colors on this guy. The white with the red, it just works. It's just, I really enjoy it. I wasn't expecting to like it as much
me
as
either.
I do. Yeah. So I'm excited to get the Rainmakers whenever they start showing up in my area.
Yeah, Red Wing's a really good looking redeco.
And then, like everyone else, I got Lancer. Today it wasn't supposed to be here till tomorrow.
Well, not like everyone else.
Well, most of the people. And I got a Unicron shirt because, you know, why would I not get a Unicron shirt? This is the
I
one
like
they're
your
selling
Cookie Monster shirt better.
This is one they're selling on Hasbro Pulse, and it's got the Unicron head on the back that I posted on Twitter. And then I also got on Etsy some Transformers trading card game counters, because if you're going to play the game, you really need damage counters.
Oh, nice.
So I got these off there. They're pretty cool.
Now, so those things, for the podcast audience, you know, our bigger audience, explain what that actually is.
Oh, it's a damage counter. So when your guy takes damage, it's basically just, you know,
count down their hit points.
Yeah, count down their hit points or
so it's,
count
it's a,
up.
A little wheel thing that has a number on it that you twist. And
it has an Autobot logo on it.
So
yeah.
Is it something that somebody just made? Because that looks like it was something that was manufactured.
No, it was made, definitely.
It's nice looking. I mean, or is yeah. it like
I mean,
just...
I could assume the parts are 3D printed.
It doesn't seem like it's 3D printed.
Well, there's many ways to do 3D printing. Not all of them make that... like obvious grainier layered look.
Yeah, it doesn't have that obvious grainier layered look. But I think like the Autobot symbol is definitely a decal.
It looks like it was. On. It looks like somebody just made a bunch of those from like a factory in China, and they're applying stickers to them.
It could be.
That's what it looks like to
not
me.
Not impossible.
You can probably buy like blank ones of those off of Taobao in bulk, and then it doesn't cost anything.
Yeah.
And then this is the part where I have to give a huge thank you to Matt. He sent me a Amazon card for my birthday.
Oh, yeah, birthday. Which really,
happy birthday, sir.
Happy 50th, dude. You yeah. over 60.
It did. It cheered me up. So thank you. And then I got this awesome Ecto-1 from Brian, which thank you so much. This is actually going to go next to my Ectotron, so that way I have the vehicle mode and the robot mode for the display.
Nice.
And hopefully I'll be able to have an MP10G to display with Ectotron and this Ecto-1.
I understand you can pre-order MP10G on TF Source right now for like $260.
Oh, dear God. Oh, really?
I did not know that.
How much was it at SDCC?
Like 160, I think.
Wasn't it? Oh, 150. Yeah, 150, yeah. 160, something like that. I also got the Han Solo 35th anniversary Transformers pin. That was a Comic-Con special, but they sold it on their website. So I ordered it from the website and actually got it in the mail. And it's pretty nice. It's a really hefty pin. And I just liked it because it said, you know, the 35th anniversary on there. That's what really made me hook, line, and sinker for that, because it's just interesting that's been around for 35 years and have something to show that.
It's a really nice design, and design-wise, it is so close to being a Rodimus star that it makes me sad that it isn't.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I've been around for 35 years, too, but I don't see anybody making pins for, you know, commemorating me.
And at TFCon, they were selling some of their old shirts, so I got the 2017 TFCon Toronto shirt, which had a Quinizon head on it.
That's a nice looking. Was pretty
cool. I did get a Quinizon shirt too, but it's somewhere in the laundry pile, so I did forget something.
And then the other thing I got was this little Corbat V Sharktacon, which
the alligator variety.
Yeah, the alligator. It's really, or the alligator con. I'm sorry. I was impressed with how good the quality was on this. Like, I took this out and I was messing around with it while we were eating lunch. And he is just a really, really fun guy. And from what I understand, the person who designs this does design work for Ocular Max or MMC or something. So that's pretty cool. He's a fun little dude.
Who made that one?
Corbat V. Okay. It was a one in... I don't think they made anything else.
I remember when it came out, it was a couple years ago, and I don't think I've ever heard of anything else out of them.
I think that's the only figure they made. They were known before that for the Axe accessory add-on for the original War for Cybertron Optimus Prime toy.
Yes. And then I also got the G2 Slag.
Oh, okay.
Which is the green one.
From Vans Toys.
Yeah, Fans Toys, that way it's the FT-04G for G2, and it'll go with my G2 Grimlock very nicely.
Did they also do a red Slag?
I don't know.
This is the one that was exclusive, if not.
Isn't there a G1 colored Slag for G2 as well? Or am I misremembering?
Wasn't there G1 colored ones for all three Dinobots in G2?
Was there a Dinoclone that was red? Maybe.
So there's the turquoise Grimlock, the G1 color Grimlock. I think that's the only version of that.
But this is the one we all admitted looks really good. And I figured this was the only one on the showroom floor, and it was Toy Dojo, and he gave me a great price on it. So shout out to them, because it was awesome. Then this is one of the things I got at the auction, and it's a Skystalker. And it came with two other, what do you call these? I don't want to say mini cons.
Those were Scout class.
Scout class. I got Sky Stalker, and I got Beachcomber. And then I also got the one that turns into like a forklift. I forget the name of that one though.
I'm trying to think if that was called, if that was a dirt boss or not.
I don't think so.
Nah, it's in the other room.
I have that one. I just cannot remember for sure what its name was.
Yeah, so I'm just double checking. There's a red slag, a green slag, and a silver slag in G2.
I got a Hoss, which is the GoBots, X-Trans Bots GoBot reference, and he was $20 Canadian. So I was like,
what was that GoBot? Was that Road Ranger?
I don't remember.
I can't remember the names of those. But yeah, I figured for $20, which is than 20 US, it was worth picking up. Then at one of the room sales, I found a complete Skyfire.
Pile of crap.
Jetfire.
Oh, yeah, no, it's accurate then.
From the best movie, The Revenge of the Fallen. And it's complete. And that was another thing. I was like, man, I'm missing pieces on mine. The one I got when I was in North Carolina with Brian at Retro Reboot.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, you got that.
And I never got those pieces. Those pieces go on eBay for more than $30, and I got a full figure complete. So, and the electronics work and everything, so I thought that was pretty good.
Nice.
What a horrible movie. What a nonsensical introduction to that character. You know, actually, you know, just okay.
They didn't have to introduce him well since he died right away anyway.
Yeah, just alienate some more of our listeners. This weekend, I was at the hospital with the baby, and on FX or something, Dark of the Moon was on or something else, and I was watching it, and I'm like, these are so much worse than I remember.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I got a 3D printed stand that they used nuts and bolts for the arm that goes onto the stand, so it was holding like Deluxe and Voyager figures with no problem, so I thought that was pretty cool. So I picked that up. I also picked up a Bumblebee, because I've never seen these in stores around me.
Where'd you get it?
It had TFCon Toronto at one of the room sales. And
I can get that for
he was
$5.
A listener of the show. So he gave me a good deal on it, which was really awesome of him. So this is the only G1 Bumblebee that I have. So I'm going to probably keep him on the card. I'm not sure. What do you think? Should I keep him on the card?
You don't have one?
No.
Just get one.
You should go on eBay and get a... Go on eBay and get a G2 Bumblebee and keep that on the card.
Yeah. I also got animated Shockwave.
Which I, you know...
The long arm colored one.
Yeah, the original retail colors.
So, the gray one, right?
Yeah.
You know, I had forgotten, that it was Galactic Man colored. And somebody posted on Twitter, was like, hey, how old were you when you learned that this was the same color as Galactic Man? And I thought, how old was I in 2007? But I had forgotten about it because I hadn't thought about that toy in forever. But
how old were you in 2007?
I was 28.
Oh, how those years just wander away.
Yep.
This is something small, but I just had to mention it. Vangelis gave us these. It's a Canadian umbrella hat
parasol?
That I can wear on my head.
they were gifts he took to the podcast panel.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So
how'd that go?
It was good.
There were far too many of us for everybody to get up on the panel.
That's
what, I know Diecast likes the attention, so I let him do them.
I was trying to get Matt up on the other one, and he was like, nah.
Yeah, like to begin with, I just didn't want to do them when I was there, but I don't know. Diecast's
I'd
up there.
I'd do one if I went.
Yeah.
But I did one when we were in Chicago last year. I did the one at the end of the show because there were less people there, and we still had, the stage was full, and this one in Toronto, the stage was fairly small, and you had Steel City Bots, you had Transmissions, you had WTF. So like there was plenty of representation.
But like the Charlotte one or whatever, I'm like, I don't want everybody thinking that we're all drunk. So maybe instead of Diecast going up there, I should do it. That was the one where Diecast was drunk the entire weekend.
Okay. I was trying to put that together.
So I don't know if you, so the picture of
that was the one with the drink vouchers.
Yeah. The picture that I tweeted out of him for his birthday was a picture of him drunk at PDQ.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
And I also got a cel-shaded.
Oh, that's
Grimlock.
Beautiful.
It is. I love it. It's the beautiful. Oversized Grimlock too, I think. It's definitely the oversized one. He's pretty big. So, but I love cel shaded, and now that Hasbro's jumping on the cel shaded wagon, I'm like, oh yeah, give me those too. because I pre-ordered the Walmart Megatron and Optimus Prime 35th anniversary because they're supposed to be cell shaded.
So which version of Grimlock is that a KO of?
It's a KO of the Masterpiece, but it's upscaled.
Okay. I mean, so. it's hard to tell what it's based on since my mind is blown by the cell shadedness of it.
Yeah.
It is convincingly flat.
And it's got the Autobot logos and everything. So
how brazen.
How much was it?
Ballpark?
I think it was 100.
Okay.
But Taobao just started charging tax, which is really weird. That's new as of like this week or last week. Which is like,
do they charge you Chinese tax or American tax?
I'm not sure. It just said tax. So apparently that's something new that Taobao is doing for some people. So I don't know.
Maybe they just realize you buy so much stuff on there, they can just start tacking fees on. You'll keep buying anyway, but they'll get more money out of you.
Yeah, apparently a couple people on the East Coast have been saying the same thing, but it's not everyone in the U.S. is getting charged tax, so I'm not sure if it goes by state. But then I don't think it would be, you know, how do you pay tax from a foreign country to a particular state? It's kind of weird. I guess it's possible. I know, like, eBay does it and stuff, but they also have ties to America, where Taobao really doesn't, I don't think. I don't know.
Anything else?
Yeah, I also got the light thing that Matt was showing off. He got the Seeker. I got a G1 Bumblebee.
Oh, cool.
And it has a remote, and I can do different lights and everything. That's actually G1 Bumblebee. On my shelf.
What's the art style?
Oh, yeah.
Is it like Pat Lee?
Cartoon, toy accurate.
Oh, yeah, Pat Lee.
I hope it's not Pat Lee.
It's cartoon styled. I don't think so. I didn't look real close at the Bumblebee one, but it wasn't offensive to me.
Box art style would be nice.
That'd be interesting. Yeah, it's cartoon.
Yeah.
More than anything else.
That looks like whatever licensed-ish look that's been traced, I guess.
But
not really, because the licensed ones you see now are a lot more like the Classics Deluxe toy looking, and that is obviously trying to be Volkswagen-y.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. Anything else?
I also got, which is right over there, it's too big to bring over, I got the Fantasy Toys.
I think it's out of frame, the way the video is.
Yeah, the way the camera right is. Now. But I got the Fans Toys G2, or not G2, Terminus Giganticus, the Guardian version, which is the blue version of Omega Supreme. And that was on sale from Big Bad Toy Store, so I picked that up.
How much?
$280.
That's not too bad.
No, and you know what? It's eventually going to dry up. I think it's almost to that point. So I wanted to get it before I couldn't, because the DX9 one that we saw, people are saying that's not ever going to come out. So I wanted
the Gabriel.
I wanted a blue Guardian version of Omega Supreme. So
Don will be so disappointed.
Yeah,
if that never comes out. He was counting on that.
Well, it might now that I got that, but...
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, and I might not be opposed to getting it if it still comes out, just to have two Guardians. But, that's the other thing I got, and I'm sure I'm forgetting something.
You know, reminds me that I was going through the list of crap that I want to buy back that I sold years ago, and high on the list now is a Mega Sentinel, since I sold that years ago.
I could have picked one up for you. Picked one up for you at TFCon for $75 Canadian in the box.
Intergon. Well, how much
you saw an Omega Sentinel for $80 Canadian in a
$75
box?
$75 Canadian.
Holy crap.
In a box.
Yep.
You should have called.
The other thing I got, I don't know if I mentioned it, because I didn't have it before TFCon, so I definitely didn't mention it, was Fans Toys Maverick, which is their Silver Bolt.
Oh.
And I put the review up on tfradio.net/reviews of that if you want to check out the review on him.
Cool.
I think that's it.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
All right. Well, that's been Radio Free Cybertron for this week.
I'm going to shuffle things up just a little bit just to get in the Amazon plugs. Thank you, Amazon. tfradio.net/Amazon.
While someone's still listening.
Hey, so because we didn't get all the stuff up last week, nobody bought this from us, so... I want to make sure that it gets plugged now.
I tried my best since we didn't have short links last week.
I appreciate it. So we have the War for Cybertron WFC 20S27 Decepticon Phantom Strike Squadron 4-pack. You get that at tfradio.net/phantom. The Generations War for Cybertron Deluxe WFC 620, pardon me, S26 Autobot Alpha Strike Counterforce 3-pack. tfradio.net/alpha. And Crosshairs, tfradio.net/crosshairs. If you hadn't ordered those yet, that would really help us out. So
Crosshairs is an interesting choice to specifically plug instead of like literally anything else.
But I, you know, honestly, I based it on what I had ordered for myself from Amazon versus like Walmart or Hasbro Pulse. So I did it quickly before the show. So, yeah.
So it's so interesting. And maybe not surprising though. Spinister is already pre-sold out on Amazon, less than 1 week after they put it up.
Oh, cool.
And from my own mysterious metrics, a surprising number of people seem to have ordered that fan vote battle 3-pack that all of us were sitting here scratching our heads at the existence of last week.
I get that.
I would kind of like to have another weaponizer.
I would kind of like to have that impactor, and I mean, I wouldn't mind another use of COG, but like,
was that available via Amazon only?
Yeah, it's an Amazon exclusive.
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. Yeah, no, I ordered it.
The only problem is that stupid mirage in there.
Yeah, it's weird. It's so clear. And
if it was colorless clear, like even that would be better, because that would be more like credibly invisible than being just clear blue.
I really like that. The one diecast picked me up at TFCon a few years back. The which one is
Sphinx?
It? Sphinx, the one, but it's the one that's like half clear, and he's like he's like converting over invisible.
Yeah, that had a really cool paint job.
Yeah, so that's really cool. I mean, Hasbro would never do anything like that, but that was pretty cool. But yeah, so tfradio.net/Amazon, you know, order stuff. It's awesome. I don't care what you buy. I will never know. I mean, I'll know what to buy.
Buy some like hardware and home improvement stuff. That's got a really good rate of return.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, buy whatever, tfradio.net/Amazon. Okay, let's jump to the news, since we don't have a lot to talk about. So, Walmart G1 reissue Soundwave and Cassette 2-packs arriving in U.S. retail. So, if you go to Walmart, it's showing up at a lot of different places. Soundwave is what? Canadian, I thought it was 69, so is it 50 U.S.?
Yeah, it's 50. So, like, to get the whole batch, the Soundwave and the two Cassette 2-packs, you're going to be looking at a $90 investment total.
That's not so awful.
It's not. It's really not terrible.
It's a lot better than the $50 Optimus Prime without a cab.
Well, a $50 Optimus Prime without a cab. I'm sorry, without a trailer. Terrible.
You know, funny. The thing is, again, I just go back to the fact that we were able to get the Pepsi Prime for $26.
I got mine for free from the Pepsi giveaway.
Did you want? You won it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. Like 3 or 4 months after putting in the code and it telling me that I didn't win, one arrived at my door with a note inside saying I had won the Pepsi Prime giveaway. So
that's awesome.
I think apparently they probably had a lot more of those than they expected to, and they just started sending them to whoever sent in code.
It popped up on a Hasbro Collector or whatever it was at the time.
Wasn't that like early Hasbro Toy Shop?
No, whatever it was at the time. So for like $26. Toy Shop. Maybe it was Big Bad Toy Store. I don't know, but it was cheap.
Because I think Hasbro Collector was gone by 2001.
Probably. So G1 Optimus Prime, Matt mentioned it before, it's going on clearance. One person at least found it for $5.
Cripes.
Yeah. If I find it again for $5, I'm buying them all.
I'd buy it if I saw clearance down to 15. It's just everywhere I can look, they're being clearance at 35. That seems to be the most common clearance price for it.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's about, I think, where the value starts to make sense, I guess, sort of, not really.
So this isn't in the show notes, but I wanted to mention it while we're talking about this reissue stuff. So there was the interesting surprise last week of the Noise and Graphy and Frenzy 3-pack.
Yeah.
Kapow Toys has made statements making it sound like there's going to be a second wave, basically, which is going to be another reissue of Dial and Zor with a red Rumble. But also slightly redeco to be more cartoon accurate, like Frenzy is.
Yeah, it'll coming be nice later to get those on in G1 colors instead of the weird translucent colors that we got them in those two packs or in the Bumblebee set.
Yeah, I think it's really cool that we're getting these previously rather rare and highly, highly expensive Japanese G1 cassette molds. Apparently, Hasbro fully recreated these molds from, like, original wooden prototypes. These are not found molds. These are recreated molds just for these reissues.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I guess there's a lot less investment cost in doing new molds of cassettes than there is, like, the Dinobots or Wheeljack.
So
I'm Sunstreaker.
I'm not super familiar with the other set. Is one of that just a repaint of Overkill?
No, they're all four new molds.
Yeah, okay. They're combiner cassettes. Overkill was not.
Just looking at it though, just at a glance, I thought it was a repaint of Overkill. Okay, that makes more sense. Okay.
I think it is like a T-Rex or something.
It is.
So it's similar.
I mean, there's only so many ways that you can do a T-Rex as a cassette.
Yeah, out of a only so many ways to do a two-dimensional T-Rex out of a two-dimensional square, yes. Yeah. Or a rectangle.
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 Yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead and actually...
I corrected myself.
Yeah. So, let's Siege Ratchet in-hand photos, including the repair bay.
I don't think it's as stupid now as I did last week.
No, yeah, the add-on parts help.
Yeah. I still hate those white wheels, though.
Oh, God. Did this ever pop up on... Walgreens.com?
Not that I've ever heard about, no.
Yeah, this is the one that was supposed to go up at 8:30 with all the other things, and...
Well, it shows how much Walgreens cares.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's at Hasbro, pardon me, it's at the UK, Hong Kong Toys R Us, but none have shown up on eBay.
Not as of yesterday when I went looking, because I was kind of annoyed at having to wait until October or November for Walgreens to decide to sell them.
Yeah.
They were also sold out on Robot Kingdom, which was my measure of last resort.
Yeah, so, you know, I think it looks pretty okay in hand. I'll pick it up.
Maybe I can get someone from Canada to send me one when EB Games gets them probably next month.
I'm still waiting on my Walgreens to stock the Power of the Primes Wreck-Gar, so I don't have much hopes of finding one locally.
I think I ended up ordering that from the Walgreens website and never saw one stocked in an actual location.
I think I found mine in store. I think.
I don't know where I got mine.
Yeah, me neither. Maybe ordered it.
They've been on Amazon and Big Bad Toy Stores carried them. I think Big Bad Toy Store might actually have them on sale this week.
They were a one-day sale yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Oh, did you see the one-day sale for today?
Grand Maximus.
Yep.
How much?
Yeah, $170. Them, though.
$170?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Or $170 or $180, somewhere around there. Yeah,
I think it was.
I already have it.
It's $170.
Hey, if there's a 1 day sale that has an Encore Fort Max, let me know.
Yeah, I was hoping they'd actually also put Great Shot up for sale today too, because I never ended up picking that up. I'd get that on sale.
Yeah, Encore Fort Max is on my list of things I didn't get that I want to get cheap when I see one. Hopefully, I'll find one at TFCon or a dozen.
I can't believe you didn't get an Encore Fort Max.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, it never really seemed like a pressing priority at the time, since everybody had them and no one was buying them.
Yeah. Yeah, it always happens that way. Okay, last news item, Zeta Toys ZV-02. Core Star brings the chaos with unofficial Unicron project.
This is not news. I just want to point that out.
Is it not?
It's troll.
Whether it's news or not, it's certainly a discussion topic.
I mean, there's a head there. It's more than a silhouette.
Yeah, that looks like an actual, like, physical piece, not even a render.
And they're saying this is going to be out by the end of 2019, so I'm assuming it's just going to be a head.
I would buy that. I would be much more likely to buy a third-party Unicron head.
Okay, but how much would you pay for it?
What would I do for a Unicron head?
That's not what I asked you. What
would you do for a Unicron head? I don't know. It depends on how big it is and if it's a playset. If it's just a head, I wouldn't pay very much for it. If it's a... playset? I don't know.
See, I want an adequately sized Unicron head that I can hide a secret switch underneath that opens the bookcase along my back wall so that I can leap onto my fireman's pole and slide down to the Batcave.
Does it come with any electrons?
No, probably not. And there's probably not even, like, you know, any dinosaur transform static in it either.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. It's going to be kind of a letdown all over.
There are talks, like XP was saying, that they're going to sell this in pieces, so you're just going to be able to buy the head, and then the body may come separately, or in a couple different pieces.
I was hoping that that piecemeal third-party thing had died a horrible death.
It's good for shipping reasons, because there, once you get past a certain size, it's hard to ship.
Oh yeah, I know.
Shipping gets ridiculously expensive. But I mean, we've seen two of those now with the MMC, I think Skylynx and the Fans Toys Omega Supreme, and people bought them. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see more of that. Actually,
I mean, like Skylynx, you could at least sort of kind of get away with, but if you had half an Omega Supreme, you got nothing. So but,
yeah, because it's not like they even really sold
That didn't really seem to become a thing. So yeah. I think everybody that wanted both pieces managed to get both pieces.
And just saying, like Terminus Giganticus, the blue one, which is all one set, that box is way too big. Mm. Like, I would never be able to get that shipped from Taobao to me.
Yeah. I just feel like they should have, when they were splitting up that Omega Supreme, like, at least split it to be, like, the rocket and the tank as one unit, and then the base and track and stuff as the other, like, so you have a complete thing of some sort, some kind of complete unit, but as I understand it, it wasn't how, like, you got bits and pieces, basically.
So people who tweet at me during the show, or even send me a direct message, which I will never see during the show, apologies, our pal Decepticon Mafia Squad 2019, which I think is Trax, tweeted at us a link to Ratchet Auction, so you can check those out if you're interested.
I see.
Yeah. So, you can tweet at me at BKilby, by the way, or at TF Radio, but I'll probably not see the at TF Radio until, like, the next day. But that's cool. Thanks, Decepticon Mafia Squad 2019. So, no, I do appreciate it. I really do. Okay. So, Rob, anything on T-Formers this week?
Not too much. Genting Lai has put up a gallery of Studio Series Muscle Car Dropkick. That is it's a decent looking figure.
But there's also one up for Helicopter Drift.
Ah, thank you. Yes. Oh, cool. So yeah, so a couple of new Studio Series things for people who, you know, were hoping for new Studio Series anything and didn't get it at Comic-Con. Huh? But yeah, that's about it.
Cool. Let's see here. John's not here. You can find him at that John D everywhere except for LinkedIn. And Jason's not here. Jason S. Kirk on Twitter, and Don at HMRC or EVR on Twitter.
TFRadio.net/MassyAttack.
TFRadio.net/MassyAttack. You can find this episode at TFRadio.net/632. You can also find it on our Roku channel. You can just search the Roku store for Radio Free Cybertron. Or if you just want to get there directly, to add it to your Roku, TFRadio.net/Roku. And Jason asked that I don't share out his Twitter. It's too late. So,
oh, next week.
Yeah, he wasn't happy about that. So don't follow at Jason S. Kirk on Twitter.
I don't think that's helping.
Yeah,
he's a bad follow.
Do not. Don't unfollow. If you already follow him, unfollow him. Just go and unfollow. There you go. You can follow us on Twitter at TF Radio or on Instagram at TF Podcast and Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio. We're on Tumblr somewhere. We're everywhere. YouTube, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Even though a lot of people are watching us on YouTube right now, YouTube's not our primary platform, not by any stretch, but it could eventually be if people actually subscribe to our channel. For whatever reason, podcasts and YouTube don't really work well together.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I know. An audio format and video where people want to consume short videos. Yeah, it just doesn't jive. Let's see here.
And, like an hour and a half of talking heads where it's mostly just bragging about the things we bought over the last.
Did you see this sheet
days?
I got? It's got G1 on it. Look at this sheet. My Erotic Megatron. That's the show episode title now. My Erotic Megatron. I love that. So, I need sleep. So, I'm personally on Twitter at BKilby and on Instagram at Brian Kilby. If you can see pictures of my 1 week old with my face superimposed on hers. I can't show her picture. I can't show any of my kids' pictures. The foster kids right now. Once they're adopted, I can show whatever. That sounds terrible. I can show their faces. I can show their faces. God, that sounded horrible. I did not mean that. I can show their faces once they're adopted, but until they're adopted, I can't. So, at Brian Kilby on Instagram and BKilby on Twitter, and I'm shutting up. Chris, how do people get a hold of you?
Well, I would say that people should be following me on Twitter or on Instagram. at my photography channel. So at Play With Photography, or no, at Play With Photos on Twitter and Instagram.com/PlayWithPhotography, because just today I've posted up some previews of a gallery that's going to be coming this week for Sea Dread Alert. And probably also sometime in the next 7 days, there will be a gallery going up for Lancer, which is supposed to be coming in tomorrow. And I'm sure I'll want to get that in front of the camera and try to sort the colors out. But playwithphotography.com is where all the full galleries go, along with any other kinds of guides or articles I write about photography or toys or toy photography, you know, the usual stuff. And if you like that work that I do and want to help out or show your support, you can do that for as little as $2 per month at patreon.com/playwithphotos. If you want to back me at the $5 level, that's the insert name tier. You can have your name added to a credits image that goes with every gallery. And you will also get early access to a lot of the galleries that I post up to 7 days before they go out for public consumption. Red Alert is probably just going to be one of the ones that goes out free for everybody immediately, because it's getting a little bit old and it's a recolor and probably not super interesting for Patreon content. If you want to follow me personally on Twitter, I'm at ChrisRTXV. I'm not really doing anything interesting at all, but I have been keeping an eye on the Amazon stuff. So if you want to try to keep up with what's coming in stock or coming back in stock, like Siege Jetfire, which is, it's been a little bit hard to find since the first week or so it came out. So you can follow me there, and I've got that from time to time. And at some point, I should probably revamp my sales list a little bit and post that back up. But, you know, all kinds of things. Maybe Star Trek again someday.
Cool. So Prime breaks in the chat. It's like, it's weird that it sounded like it was going to end 20 minutes ago, but kept on going. That's because I moved the Amazon plug, because we only had like 4 news items.
That kind of threw me off, too.
Yeah.
You mean doing that, we just kept going?
It threw me off, like, you know, going around. Now I'm thrown off, where I wasn't thrown off before since I knew where I was going. But now that I got there, I'm like, where am I? Oh, no.
Diecast, well, also, where are you?
I'm on Twitter at Diecast2. If you can also check out my wish list at tfradio.net/diecastlist, because it's technically still my birthday. It's this week.
It's birthday season.
No, it's birthday week.
Duck season.
And you can follow me on Facebook, or like my page on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast. And I just wanted to mention, Red Foreman in the chat said we should talk about CCon's news before Unicron, but unfortunately we haven't even seen all the CCons yet. You know, we have seen all of Unicron.
Well, you know what's coming up at the end of this month, Diecast?
What's that?
Summer Wonderfest.
I'm sure
this weekend, show anything. It's going to be
the 28th, I think.
This weekend? Okay, we're going to have an RFC Extra, because that's big news. That's big RFC Extra worthy news that we got to have to talk about the CCons.
I will definitely keep an eye out for that and collect all the information so we can get an extra out on those CCons as soon as possible.
Yeah. And like, especially like an extra,
all hands on deck.
It should only be half of a daily episode.
And a daily-ish update.
Yeah, it should only be half of a daily-ish update. If Unicron only got a daily update, G-Cons is half.
Okay, Rob.
I am on Twitter at Figure Reviewers and Flail Throughs. Flail Throughs is also the name of my YouTube channel, where primarily at the moment I cover Gundam Battle Operation 2. It's a free-to-play Gundam game that is about to hit North America in the next couple of months. Tomorrow is the first anniversary of the game's Japanese release. They're giving away a bunch of stuff, and I'll be going over the details of... I've already done the like preview of that. That's up on the channel, and you know when the update goes live, I'll do a little video for that this morning as well. If you like what I'm doing on YouTube, you can go to patreon.com/flailthroughs and throw me a couple of bucks, and you can request specific mobile suits, color schemes, etc. If you don't like what I'm doing on YouTube, you can go to tfradio.net/claylist, and there's stuff there. And, of course, the video material that Chris and I do for T-Formers can be found on YouTube at T-Formers TV, along with a good bit of footage from SDCC, as I recall.
Cool. God, I feel like I need to start plugging my wish list, but at the same time, I don't want to pay taxes on any of that stuff.
TFradio.net/Chris List.
Yeah.
Fine.
I need to just like put like Fabergé eggs and stuff on mine and just load it up. Okay.
Fabergé Cadbury eggs.
Ooh. Those would be on Don's list, which is tfreer.net/MassyAttack. Actually, let me add some kind of sugary confection to Don's list real quick. Is there anything I can add?
That's what he needs.
I think I'll add like Mallow Cups to that.
Well, I was thinking Peeps, so that's close-ish.
Peeps.
No, Peeps aren't better. Peeps are like the worst thing.
Okay.
They don't taste like anything. And
chocolate there with candy corn.
Chocolate-covered Peeps are delicious. It's chocolate-covered Peeps are amazing. So
I want to take a bunch of candy corn and like grind it up and make candy corn tortilla chips out of it.
So just before the end of the show here, I just want to show that I'm adding pancakes and syrup flavored Peeps to the Massy Attack list.
Pancakes and syrup flavored.
Why do people do evil things like this?
tfradio.net/MassyAttack.
I'm kind of tempted to try it, but I think it would be horrible.
Crunson's like Fabergé Cadbury eggs. Quote, ouch, my mouth. Okay, we'll see you next week. Have a good one.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.
Transformers. It's better than crack.